Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another podcast from Scanline Table... No, it's just Scanline Media. Sorry. It's Scanline Talks. And guess what, folks? In your reality, E3 may have been canceled, but we're going to a different reality now. We're going to one where not only was E3 not canceled, but you're not going to believe who's showing up. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Jennifer Uncle from Scanline Media.
And I'm Ryan. Hello.
Ryan, are you ready to imagine a better world?
Always.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get that, but kind of depends on how this goes. But we have imagined a world where what happened was... we're just going to take COVID out of the picture because that's
see,
not fun.
You see what had happened was...
Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo are like, we're not showing up to E3. We're not feeling too good about it. And three other companies were like, you know what? Not only are we showing up, we're announcing new consoles. We've got Sega, Activision, and Capcom entering the console game. Introducing first, as Sega, Ryan, of good course. Friend and guest. How could it not be? How could it not be?
I'm not going to put everybody on the spot right now, but like by the end of this, we should have at least done... a name for what our fake console is going to be.
I mean, I came up with the names before we even started, but, you know, okay. You don't have to use those.
You did? Wait, you did?
Yeah, I came up with the Sega Phoenix, the Activision Tony Hawk's Tiny Hawk, and I forget what the Capcom one was. It wasn't very funny. The Capcom one was definitely the weakest link. Mm. Oh, the Capcom Presents. Okay, sure. That's that sucks. But yeah, so we are doing a draft here. We have our starting rosters of four games per, and then we have just the other games that are out in free agency, and we're going to do a little snake draft. We're going to figure out, what we're doing. So let me read the rules real quick, and then we can have somebody read the starting rosters, and then somebody can read the... Well, no, we won't read the pool. The pool's too big. Rules. First, we're gonna... if you're playing this at home, roll to determine your starting roster if you want. We just assign them based on personality, I guess. I don't know. I just did it. Jen's Activision, because I don't know. Jen likes Call of Duty and Tony Hawk
and True Crime.
True Crime. Deciding who goes first. I think we should do whoever most recently played a game, not including gotcha games, and then we do a snake draft from there. You have a salary cap of 140 million. You have a minimum of 7 games by the time you're done, 30 max. You have to keep at least 2 of your starting players. You can't ditch everybody. And then there are a bunch of rules around, like, underbidding contracts and stuff, just because that can get kind of funny. But we'll bring those up as they come about.
I am realizing that this is going to require note-taking and math, so I'm opening notes and calculator.
There you go. The math isn't that bad, but well, it's just addition.
I'm bad at math, so...
Okay. Wow. starting off, we have Ryan. Can you read us your starting lineup for the Sega Corporation?
Sega. I have Sonic the Hedgehog at 25. I'm assuming that's million, the value?
I mean, it does a number. I mean, yes, probably million. Who really cares?
It's just, yeah. So Sonic at 25, Jitsu Radio at 10, Knights at 5, and Yakuza at 20.
All right, General, what do you got?
So for Activision, we have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater for 20, Call of Duty for 20, True Crime for 5, and Warcraft for 30.
Interesting roster. Everybody has a stinker so far. Though I would say that True Crime Streets of LA was a pretty good game. I'm Capcom. I've got Street Fighter for 15, Resident Evil for 20, Mega Man for 10, and Monster Hunter for 30. And then we have our whole pool of free agents, which it's too long of a list to just read out. I'll provide a link to a version of this document that isn't as annoying to read as the one that we're using. in the show notes if you want to play it for yourself or just read along. So, who has most recently... Okay, first, starting, who's played a video game today?
Yep, me.
I have.
Okay, so have I. How recently?
I finished playing Final Fantasy 13 around 6 o'clock.
Okay. Jen?
Okay, yeah, that's more recent than me. I finished playing Ring Fit Adventure around 4:30.
Okay, I finished playing some Apex Legends around, I guess, like your 5:30. So I think it's Ryan, then me, then Jen.
Heck yeah.
All right, Ryan, you get the first pick. You are starting with a roster size. You are at 60 million.
I'm at 60 right now with a 140 cap, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll write that down. And I'm going to go big for the first one. And I'm going to say that Sega is going to take some of that Overwatch money. Give me some of that Overwatch.
Really?
Yeah. Get me in there. Get me in the business.
Okay. Overwatch to Sega. A move nobody saw coming.
Characters welcome.
All right, I guess that makes me next, and this is the snake draft, so Jen will get to go twice. I'm sitting at 75 million. Also, if you want to drop someone, you can do that on the same turn. You can drop one. So it doesn't have to be you drop and then don't get to pick anyone up. But for the moment, I'm looking over this list here. And I'm looking at some bargains, you know, there are some good deals, and there are some bad deals, but these things happen. I'm going to get The Sims for $30
million. Okay.
The Sims now belongs to Capcom.
Oh, God.
Jennifer, you're up next.
Okay. I think trying to think of something.
I mean, if you want bang for your buck, there's a 25 million that's pretty sweeping. It's a really big selection.
I'll go with Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Okay, for 25 million.
Yeah, I think it fits well into our profile of military shooters, so...
That have bad politics? Yeah. It's true. All right, well, it is a snake draft, so that means you get to go again.
Okay. Let me see.
We should mention that we do have some studios listed, too.
Oh yeah.
Yes, there are instances where it is a studio. I think there is one instance where it is an IP. So it is a little. There are some weird exceptions here.
I'm gonna pick up Guitaru Man because that seems like it's in the perfect spot for a comeback, more or less. Like people are really jonesing for small scale rhythm games with a personality, and Guitaru Man is definitely one of those.
You know, I think I'm going to do something out of character. I'm going to pick a game that, you know, y'all know that I'm not a big fan, but I think there's a lot of potential in the .hack brand. And so for $5 million, I'm picking up .hack. That brings me up to $110. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and do a drop as well. Mega Man, nice knowing you. Peace. If anyone wants Mega Man for $10, he's yours.
All right, my turn.
Yep, you get two.
All right, so I am dropping knights. Goodbye, knights.
Yes, justice.
Adding five. I've never played it, so don't, like, at me. I don't have...
You could at me. Knights is terrible.
Okay, thank you. I don't actually have an opinion on knights as a thing. I have never played it, so... And I'm going to pick up... Let's see... Like my options. All right. I'm going to pick up Burnout, because it's me.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Burnout for 15.
Which leaves me at 40. And then I'm going to go ahead and sweep up. All right. Somebody's got to save them from the hell. I'm going to buy BioWare.
Wow! That's such a bad investment.
Which leaves me with 10.
30 million for BioWare. So you go in and you're like, okay, I'm the new owner. Talk to me about Bob Dylan. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Just diving on that grenade. Didn't know Sega was turning into a charity. All right. Well, I guess was that two from you, right?
Yeah, I bought Burnout and BioWare.
Right.
And got rid of Knights.
Gosh. I am gonna trying to think what would fit into the Capcom brand is the thing, right? Like, The Sims is a little out of character, but it sort of flushes out our portfolio and makes us more, like, have more broad appeal. Dot Hack, like a cheesy anime JRPG, fits in very nicely. Looking at this. You know what? I think Castlevania would do very well for us. So I'm taking Castlevania for 20.
Okay.
That puts me up to 120. I have 20 left at the moment.
I'm going to drop Warcraft because, like, you've seen what happened with Warcraft 3. It's kind of a whole mess there.
But it includes WoW.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm keeping Warcraft.
I was like, I mean, you know, if you're here because you have an artistic vision, but, like, if you're here for, like, a solid portfolio, that's a pretty good option.
Okay. I think I will pick up...
Wait.
Yes?
Are the Square games fair game now?
I guess so.
Then I fucked up. I fucked all the way up.
Well, I mean, you can still drop stuff. No one's did any underbidding yet, so... Yeah.
Okay. I think I will pick up Dragon Quest.
For 30 million Dragon Quest, huh?
Actually, you know, when you put it like that, let's see.
I mean, it's really big in Japan. It's really big in Japan.
Yeah.
If you're Activision and you're like, you know, where we are not doing well is Japan. Dragon Quest would help you out there.
I'm thinking Supergiant might be a good pickup just because they make wildly popular video games and they have an amount of prestige to them.
Fairly consistent track record.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you're going to get from a Supergiant game most of the time.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of see them the same way you would if you picked up, like, Blizzard, at least before they went that way, just in terms of... Okay, they don't release that many video games, but when they do, they're super popular and they're very consistent.
Mm-hmm. And for your second pick?
Let's see. 2040.
You can pass if you want to. You don't have to.
I think I'm at, like, 125 now. Which is getting up there. I think I'll go with, I'll pass for now.
Okay. That leaves it to my turn. I am going to lowball Tenchu. Is anyone else going to bid on Tenchu?
Nope.
Ryan?
I'm Googling Tenchu. I'm good.
Okay, if no one bids on it, they automatically pay half the value, So I am paying $5 million for Tenchu. Brings me to 125. It's your turn, Ryan.
Okay. Is there any sort of I want to get rid of something?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys, like, are you able to bid for it for like a lower price? How does that work?
So you can trade with someone if you're looking to trade for someone. If you are releasing, like, so let's say you want to get rid of Overwatch, which you just bought.
Right.
Overwatch, you bought for 30. Overwatch can't go below 30 unless it's in a trade.
Gotcha.
Because once a contract price is set, it's set.
Gotcha. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of BioWare. which leaves me at 40, and I'm going to buy Final Fantasy, which is at 40.
It's even crueler than ignoring them.
Goodbye. I own Final Fantasy. Who cares?
I guess there's that, isn't it?
Which includes Final Fantasy 14, so I'm sitting on money.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no. Well, okay, listen. You're thinking very Sega right now. I'm trying to get brand loyalty. I don't care about making money. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get things that are, like, anti-profit. But I'm trying to build a portfolio that is consistent with our brand and is games I know we can take care of.
Yeah, there's value in that.
Mm-hmm. You get a second pick, of course.
I do.
If you want to. But you are out of money, so you would have to do something.
Yeah. Looking at y'all's picks. And we cannot do lower than 5 in terms of lowballing. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if you're trading with someone, you can... I mean, if you want to offer someone... I mean, I think that's, you know, whatever. Those numbers are... You could be like, they'll give you a penny, I guess. I don't know if they'll take it, but...
Okay. Looking at my portfolio, I think... All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I will free up some cash. Actually, yeah. All right. Burnout's glowing, which will give me 15.
Wow. And Sega indecisive over here.
I am. This is me. This is me as a person right now. I have 15.
Uh-huh. Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
I'll trade your Resident Evil for Yakuza.
No.
Okay.
I
mean, Resident Evil's pretty popular. I don't know if you knew that.
It is. I'm going to lowball... Jesus, I'm so indecisive. Okay, I'm lowballing. I'm lowballing M2 at 5. Does anybody care?
What is M2? I can't remember.
M2 is the studio that does all the cool ports of Sega games.
No, I'm good.
They also cool. Like did stuff like Daytona USA and all that.
I'm fine, actually.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying I'm lowballing it at 5.
Well, I'm fine hang too. On here. Hang on here.
Yeah.
How does that... Because usually it's... half rounded up.
Is it half rounded up?
So it'd be 10. So it'd be 10 million.
Shit. Well, that changes things.
I mean, you're the one who, I assume, put it on here at 15.
Yeah, listen. It's 15 in my heart. Okay, I'll do Mega Man at 5.
Ah, it's yours.
All right.
I think that, like, that was one of mine to start with, but I think that doesn't count for the previously established contract thing, just for the purposes of... Because, fucking, who's paying $10 million for Mega Man? Who gives a shit? Okay, do you have a second move, or was... I'm doing a terrible job of keeping track of all this. No, you did Final Fantasy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my second move.
Okay. So I've got $15 million to play with. I am. Woof. I'm going to lowball Titanfall, which includes Apex Legends. Does anybody want to contest? And you can, if you want to, it's in the rules. You can drop something right now if you need to in order to contest.
Where is Titanfall? Okay. So it'd be 25.
It'd be 15. It's half.
Oh, it's 15. Okay.
Yeah.
I will drop Overwatch for Titanfall.
Okay, Jen, are you in this?
I'll leave it between the two of you.
Okay, then we will send you our bids. I am going to drop Resident Evil to free up capital for this.
Yeah, let me do this.
Add it to the list here.
Gotta add
okay,
Overwatch.
I'm sending my bid to Jen. Remember, intervals of 5.
Yeah, well, I'm going to re-add Overwatch to 30.
Okay, minus it.
Okay, how does this work?
Whoever wins, whoever has the higher bid wins.
Oh, okay.
I sent you mine. Ryan will send you theirs. And if it's a tie, we'll flip a coin.
Do I announce the winner's bidding amount too?
Yeah, because we have to pay it.
Okay. All right. Ryan wins this one with 25.
25? Yeah. Okay. I mean, it makes sense. I just wasn't willing to do it. All right, well, that was my turn. So. Jen, go ahead.
I had my eye on one thing that would basically take me up to my limit here. I think it's time to bring back Def Jam. Like, Def Jam has a gigantic cult following right now, to the point where the Def Jam Records tweets about random names for potential sequels and people go wild. We could bring in all sorts of new artists to this, and we could make it play like the old ones, and I'm pretty sure people would be fucking stoked.
Huh. Okay. And you're paying market price? You're paying 15?
Well, I guess I could pay, like, how would half be considered? Like a 7?
It's rounded up, so it'd be 10.
Okay. Would anyone else contest that, or not really?
I think this is all you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got this one.
I'll do 10 then.
Also, it seems like a very Activision move to get Def Jam to me.
Yeah.
Just desperate for that street cred.
Oh, can you imagine a Def Jam game where they put dances in it? Fortnite style? God, that would be a nightmare.
Oh, boy. Jen, you go again?
Okay.
I have a lot of money. Since I lost that bid, I have a lot of money.
Would anyone object to me underbidding for NFL Blitz?
What's NFL Blitz at?
It's 10.
I would contest you for that.
Okay. Never mind then. Let's, okay.
If I could get NFL Blitz for $5 million, that sounds sweet. I mean, if you want, we would both bid $5 million and then we'd flip a coin to see who gets it.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. Do you want me to... Ryan, do you have a coin handy or should I flip it? I have a coin in my hand.
You go, because I'll make a bunch of noise if I flip. if I go and find the coin.
Okay, I have a penny in my hand. Jen, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails, it's yours.
Yes, all right.
I should keep that penny out. I should not put it back in the jar. Because we may have to do this again. All right. Let's see here. Def Jam and NFL, those are your two moves. That makes it my move again.
Those are very Activision moves.
I'm gonna lowball Shenmue.
What Shenmue is?
Shenmue's at 10.
Nah, that's all you.
Yeah, that's you. Nah, Shenmue for 5.
They had again. They had the crowdfund Shenmue 3. I'm good.
I think it would be a good addition to the portfolio. I'm building a brand.
And, Capcom Shenmue 4.
Also, Shenmue already almost shut down Sega once, so.
Listen, I think we're better at like, which studio do you trust more with a budget? Capcom or Sega?
Probably Sega.
Really?
At this okay. point?
They give point, Sonic yes. games no budget, and then they own Final Fantasy. For in my fucking nightmare land, Sega. Sonic the Hedgehog, you got $1,000 to make your game. Final Fantasy, just go wild. Spend all yeah. the money.
I don't trust Sega for budgets in this new special world at all. Bunch of lunatics. All right, two turns for you, Rye.
All right, I'm picking up Lumines.
Yeah, makes sense.
Lumines for 5. What else can I pick up? Okay. I think I'm going to lowball Rare for 5.
All fucking yours.
Cool. All right. Yeah, that leaves me with here. That leaves me with 5 then.
I love Kinect Sports. Have a good time with that one.
They're making a comeback of sorts with Sea of Thieves, but yeah.
I mean, against their best efforts.
Look, I just bought Rare and I don't like Sea of Thieves. I just see potential.
I don't know where you see it.
They have a legacy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet all those people are still there.
There was a reaction video of Rare employees reacting to Smash Brothers. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. You get a second pick, don't you?
I did Lumines.
Oh, no, you picked Lumines. You know what? I'm really, my vision is really coming together here. I'm lowballing Super Hot.
A Capcom anybody? Super Hot sounds fascinating to me. Yeah, I'm not taking that one.
Okay. That still leaves me with $25 million. I'm fucking rolling deep here.
God damn.
I'm just buying all the cheap properties.
Yeah.
I'm already maxed out.
I mean, you can drop shit.
I know, I'm just not sure what to drop.
You own True Crime.
Okay, good point. Okay, yeah, True Crime. See ya. Oh wait, it's still your turn, right? 6.
No, it's not. I only get one action because I'm in the middle.
Okay, I'll get rid of True Crime then, and okay. I will replace it with. What should I lowball? I'd like to lowball Ridge Racer, because it's been a while since we've had a car game.
I will go in against you on Ridge Racer.
Okay, then I guess we're doing heads or tails again.
Unless Ryan also is getting in which case we actually have to send bids. Because then it's possible someone would pay 10. Or we'd have to roll a 1d3, basically, a three-sided. Let me get up a dice roller.
What is Ridge Racer at right now?
5. It's at 10. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to afford it, so good.
You can't afford 5.
I'm at 5 right now.
Well, but we're lowballing, so
yeah.
I mean, like Listen, I would be delighted if you just let us settle this in the ring.
Five. Okay. We're all going to do five? Sure. Whatever.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do 1d3. I'm going to do it alphabetical. One is Jen, two is Ryan, three is me.
All right.
Okay. Roll. Three!
Damn.
Nice.
I didn't win Blitz, but I got Ridge Racer.
Okay, do I still have a turn?
No. I mean, you have a second turn, but I mean, when I bid on Blitz and lost, or not Blitz, what was it that I bid on? I bid on something and lost. Oh yeah, when I bid on Titanfall and lost, that was my turn.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm going to lowball SSX.
How much is SSX at?
10.
It doesn't fit in my portfolio.
Okay, it fits into mine. How about okay. you, Ryan?
No, that's yours.
Alright.
Alright. My move. What am I lacking here? I'm looking at this lineup. Oh, duh. Okay, let me see here. Let me look at this list. Let me see something that fits my purposes. There don't appear to be a lot of shooters on here. I need a shooter for the kids. Oh, wait, I got Super Hot. What the fuck am I talking about? I've got the best shooter. I'm set. You know what? You know what? Capcom out here with a console. We're not going to have a console launch like most people. It's not going to be like you're like, oh, you've got battle tanks and Gex and Glover. We're here with innovative shit here. Welcome to the team Patapon.
There's an idea.
That makes it your turn, Ryan. Two in a row.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So, am I allowed to drop two at once? I have two turns, I guess. So, I guess
that doesn't matter. So, that doesn't matter.
All right. Hold on. I'm thinking again.
I'm going to update my list in case you want to do any trading. Let me update. There, now mine is up to date.
Okay.
Ryan?
Yes.
I will give you the Sims for Yakuza and Jet Set Radio.
No.
Okay, I thought that was a pretty good deal. The Sims is gigantic. The Sims is Titan. But I understand. Just as CEO of Capcom, I don't necessarily trust my team to do right by The Sims to understand the vibes of that series. So.
All right, here we go. Galaxy Brain moves. Here we go.
Okay.
Getting rid of Rare. Buy Rare.
What is with you?
Because I saw a better path forward. I'm going to lowball Team Cherry.
Ooh, okay.
Does anybody... You have 10 to spare?
Yes, I do. Because I just got rid of Rare, which leaves me with 10 left.
You know, my math is correct. I think Sega would do right by Team Cherry. I'm going to let this happen.
Cool.
Jen, you're good?
Yep.
All right, and that's all of my money right now.
Okay. Unless you do another drop, that makes it my turn.
I think I'm good for right now.
I'm starting to really get worried about some of these games not hitting launch window. And so I'm going to get a guaranteed win here with Mario Party for 5. Jen, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm thinking about doing something. Let me see. Taking a look at people's rosters again. I'm tempted to drop Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Because Like, the thing with that is that there's a lot of steam behind the most recently announced one, but the last 10 years or 15 years, maybe, have not been kind to Tony Hawk. And
you do have SSX.
Yeah, my extreme sports bases are already sort of covered. So I was thinking about dropping that and picking up Resident Evil.
Huh.
How much is Tony Hawk valued at?
20.
And Resident Evil's also 20. Are you just taking Resident Evil or are you lowballing it?
I was just going to take it.
Okay.
Because I figured if I tried to lowball it, y'all would put up a fight for it.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing. We can't contest a straight-up market price.
Okay. And I'm spent.
Okay. I am going to lowball Tony Hawk for 10.
I'm contesting.
You have 10 to contest with?
No, I'm deciding what to drop right now.
Okay.
You should drop Jet Set Radio.
I mean, I would drop Mega Man and Luminous, but...
Well, the thing is, in my head, I am now developing what the launch lineup will look like.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, it looks good. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to drop Mega Man, which gives me 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ace of 10 for...
Well, it's 20, so the default would be 10. We could go lower. You could underbid. You could bid 5, but if you only have 5, I'll know you're bidding 5, and I can outbid you. Sorry, I'm shifting in my seat a lot because I'm engaged.
Yeah, I'm also engaged. Shit, I don't know what to get. Ah, fuck.
Meanwhile, I am engaged, the failed phone/gaming platform.
Oh man, I didn't even put the WWE games on here.
Oh.
All right. You know what?
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Sonic, we had a good run.
What?
Sonic, I'm so sorry. We had a good run. But I'm going to set you free. Just
okay, well that means you can't drop Jet Set Radio or Yakuza now.
That's fine.
You can only drop 2 of your original. You're dropping Sonic.
Yep.
Wow.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you have 30 million now to play with.
Yeah, I have 30.
Alright, I'm sending my bid for Tony Hawk to Jen.
Yeah.
All right, now just waiting for Orion's.
I can't believe you dropped Sonic. You dropped Sonic.
Oh, fuck.
That's wild.
All right. Orion wins this one with a bid of 15.
Okay. All right, well, Jen, do you want to do anything?
I'm good sitting here. I think I have my lineup.
Okay, well, that means it's my turn again. I still have 20 million. I want to bring a friend home. I'm going to that's too great. I want Devil May Cry, but that's a personal call. I've got Castlevania. I've got Monster Hunter. I've got that niche filled. I don't actually need Devil May Cry. I personally want it, but that's not the smart decision here. What I need is a JRPG. I'm lowballing Persona.
Fucking, you can have it. I'm good. I'm extremely good.
Yeah, all right, Jenna, you're not contesting?
Persona's one of those things that left me conflicted. Like, maybe, like, it seems like something that bring in a lot of money and be super popular, but also from a ethical standpoint, I think Persona's fucking sucks, so. Though Activision isn't really known for being super ethical.
I mean, you're the new Activision. Are you going to adhere to an old vision, or are you going to bring your own one? Both are valid approaches. I mean, you know, there's a proud history of Activision. Blizzard.
Okay, so you were lowballing it for how much?
For $10 million. I mean, I have to... I would... You know, my bid might change if someone contested. If no one contests, I have to do half the value.
Okay. I'm not really seeing anything I want to drop in favor of that, so it's all yours.
Okay. Ryan, you've still got money left, right?
Wait, what did you just buy?
Persona.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Because I'm out of money.
Okay. Which
and
means...
And so is...
Are you two locked now?
I mean, you know, we could drop to contest you for something, but yeah. Otherwise I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping.
I thought about trying to make it work and buy Sonic, but I'd have to lose too much because I have so many fives.
Okay. What would lowballing 15 be?
That'd be 10.
10. All right. Okay.
I do have one more move I want to make, actually. I'll do it on my turn, obviously. Not right now.
I feel like how Shonen Jump is on here.
I mean, it's you know, there's a lot of properties involved in that. That's a good value. The most recent game was terrible, but you know.
Wait, where's what I'm looking for? Where is... Okay, yeah. Lowballing Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Which is a 20, right?
Yep. So that'd be a 10.
I am dropping The Sims.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a change of heart, Six?
I have an idea of something else I want to do, so I'm sending my bid for Devil May Cry to Jen.
Okay. It's a tie.
All right. Flip a coin. We both bid 5. Heads or tails, Ryan?
Tails.
Heads.
Okay.
Okay. I get Devil May Cry, but you get a second action.
I put 5 because I thought you were going to bid higher, and I was like, buddy, you can have it.
I bid 5 because I was like, I mean, on the, like, I was like, I mean, there's an off chance that Ryan tries to go cheap. I'm not paying 10 for this, because I have something else I want to do.
I still have 15 to play with, too.
You got rid of Rare, right?
Yeah,
you picked
I did.
Up Rare and then immediately dumped them again.
Immediately dumped it as my launch lineup sort of started forming. Okay. I'll low ball Siren for 5.
Okay, I'm not contesting that.
I'll low ball Danganronpa for 10.
Works for me.
Yeah, I'm full up, so go ahead.
Did I even spell it right? I don't know.
I mean, I spelled it right. How did you spell it? Yeah, you did good.
Cool.
So since I have 25 million left, first, I'm going to lowball Sonic the Hedgehog.
Who's that? I don't know her.
I assume no one's contesting. That means it's 15. That brings me up to 130. And then, Jen, are you going to do anything?
Nope.
Okay. Then I'm going to lowball Hitman at 10.
All right.
And that's my roster.
Wait.
Uh-huh. What's up? You can't lowball Sonic. You dropped Sonic. You can only pay 25 for Sonic.
Oh, that wasn't about Sonic. It was about Hitman.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you want to contest me on Hitman, let's go.
All right. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah.
If you want me to just buy it and then we can make some trades. I mean, you know. If you think you have something I want more than Hitman.
All right. I will dump Siren.
Okay.
I will dump Jet Set.
What? Oh, you can't. Jeez. You can't dump Jet Set.
You already dropped too many.
Okay. Yeah, you dropped too many of the original. Yeah, can't jump drop Jet Set Radio.
Okay. Well, I'll just drop Siren.
Okay, so that means you can only bid 5 million.
Yeah. So, you know what my bid is.
Well, let's make this fun then. I'm also bidding 5 million.
How much would Jet Set value at 20?
Jet Set was 10.
10. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay, you want me to flip the coin again?
Yep.
Okay, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails. Okay.
All right,
you get Hitman for 5. Anybody have moves they want to make, or do I get to go again?
That's a lock for me
because I keep getting outbid.
I'm still locked, so
yeah. Gosh. You know, I need to make some gestures towards the casual crowd. I'm picking up Story of Seasons, market value 5 million. Formerly known as Harvest Moon.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And I really think there's a lot of untapped potential in Oni. I would like to underbid Oni.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck. How much is it right now?
10.
It's 10 by default. I only have 5 left, so I would be bidding 5. If someone challenged me, I might have to drop stuff to try and win.
I'm good, actually.
Jen?
I'm good, too.
Yes! All right. Okay, first off, Sega, can you read your roster as of this moment, as of the end of normal contracts?
Sega roster is Jet Set Radio. Do I have to read the values too or no?
No, I mean, not really.
Okay, Jet Set Radio, Yakuza, Final Fantasy, Titanfall and Apex Legends, Lumines, Team Cherry, Tony Hawk, Danganronpa, and Hitman.
Wow. Activision, what you're looking at?
So here at Activision, we have Resident Evil, Call of Duty, Warcraft, Metal Gear, Guitaru Man, Supergiant, Def Jam, NFL Blitz, and SSX.
Over at Capcom, we strongly considered all VR hentai, but decided it wasn't really our brand. So instead, we've got Street Fighter, Monster Hunter, Dot Hack, Castlevania, Tenchu, Shenmue, Super Hot, Ridge Racer, Patapon, Mario Party, Persona, Devil May Cry, Sonic the Hedgehog, Story of Seasons, and Oni. That's a wild roster. All right, does anyone want to propose any trades? Now, you can't drop yours, but I noticed you weren't seeming that attached to Jet Set Radio there, Sega. What did you like in the look anything?
I want to trade with you, Sex.
What's going on?
I will trade you, and we're not taking value into account anymore, right?
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I guess we're not at this point. Because the money is paid, so.
Hitman for Castlevania?
No way.
Okay.
No way.
Hitman for Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Done.
Okay. All right. That's my trade.
Okay. You're not interested in getting rid of Jet Set Radio?
No.
Okay.
I've decided that it is core to my brand.
All right. General. I'll be honest, looking at your roster, it doesn't appeal to me very much.
Yeah, I guess it's mostly a roster for me, just in terms of things I like.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very appealing roster to the West. I mean, I think you're going to do good numbers. I do notice you have a couple of sports games here, so I'm wondering if you wanted to diversify a bit.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I was going to see if... I was going to see if whether... Sega was interested in trading Team Cherry for something like Def Jam.
Absolutely not. Okay. Are you kidding me? No.
I tell you what, though. Capcom, heart bleeds, right? We see your situation. We see how few games you have. And you have two sports games. And we're like, gosh, that won't do. You need to diversify. We're going to help you out. This is a bad trade for us. We just want you to feel better about your life. We will offer you Tenchu for SSX. Stealth action, underrepresented in this field.
Sure, that sounds good to me. And Ninjas are making a comeback, so...
Okay. I just ripped you off, man.
You did?
I think so. I think SSX is a better property. But, you know, if we both feel like we got one over on the other, then business is going great.
Yeah, like Sekiro is super popular, Ghost of Tsushima is getting lots of popularity. It's time for Tenchu.
You know, that's a really good point. If they brought back Tenchu as like a Souls-like, it would explode.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. But I do still have a lot of, like, character action type games. So even then, it's good for me to diversify. Any other trades we want to make?
I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty solid.
I think we're good. Okay, so... chairperson of Sega, Ryan.
Yes.
It's your turn. Step up to the podium. Please present your vision for the future of Sega.
All right. Yo, are you a weeb? We got your fucking back, bro. So, we do own Danganronpa, which is pretty big, despite it being a flawed franchise. We all like flawed media. It's okay. So, I own Danganronpa. I own Jet Set Radio, which is pretty dope. I also own Tony Hawk, so we can make Jet Set Radio fucking good.
Shit, I didn't think about that.
So, that's pretty cool that we're able to do that. Yakuza's already a hit. It's already gained popularity. Don't really need to make a case there. Same with Final Fantasy. I think the big thing with Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy 14 is huge. We'll have it on our platform. It'll be cross-play with PC. It's all good. Titanfall and Apex appeals to... Maybe you don't... They don't lean towards the anime side. They're more interested in, you know, shooting... stuff like that. So,
but also imagine the crossovers you can do. Imagine putting Cloud in Apex Legends.
So I was or getting Monokuma. To that. You notice that I have Lumines. You notice that I have Jet Set Radio and Final Fantasy. That be an amazing Lumines game.
Oh my god.
And you will also notice that I own Team Cherry and I own Devil May Cry. And that would be a cool sort of crossover thing.
Cherry May Cry.
Cherry May Cry. So that is my final pitch. I own Final Fantasy. I'm able to do some cool crossovers. I think I'm pretty happy with my roster. So,
Chairwoman of Activision, please present your vision for Activision.
Here at Activision, we're all about taking the past and doing interesting things to make it even more action-packed than you might have remembered, while still, like, playing to your favorites. We have Resident Evil, gigantic film/game franchise, and I let off with film because my brain is doing weird things. We have Call of Duty, which I'm sure every one of you is aware of, and continues to be ever popular. We have plenty of more Call of Duty ideas coming down. Maybe we'll even have you, like, invade space a third time. That'd be fun.
It's not as good as Titanfall, though.
CEO of Sega, your turn is over.
So we continue to support World of Warcraft, the biggest MMO ever, and we are working on a we are working on fixing Warcraft 3. We're very sorry about that. Metal Gear fits in with our military portfolio while also getting into questions about war. Is it bad? Maybe.
Oh, Captain Pierce.
We have one that's basically here because it's a favorite of this chairman woman right here, Guitaru Man 5.
And always good strategy.
Yeah. I accidentally said the price. Yeah, we're calling it that because we're bragging about how much of a steal it was to bring back one of the most cult classic PS2 games of all time. We have Supergiant, who they pretty much excel in any genre they try: sports games, roguelikes, top down. Semi real-time strategy sort of situation going on. And that music, you just can't beat that music. But we're going to try with Def Jam because we have a ton of. We're going to bring back all of your favorite classic rappers, including some of the more popular, more recent ones. And that
put
soundtrack.
Rookie in Def Jam.
we'll take that into consideration, and it's the licensed soundtrack is going to be absolutely killer, let me tell you. We're also bringing back an arcade classic, NFL Blitz, and we've seen reboots try and take it in a more gritty direction. We think going back to a more playful
I have a question for the CEO of Activision. Question. Did the NFL actually sign off on you depicting the players getting brutally injured and beaten in NFL Blitz?
No, they have not, which is why we're going back to the classic cartoony sort of, oh, they're just flopping around sort of thing. Because as long as it looks as fake as possible, we're in the clear.
We're spelling football with a U. Next question.
And finally, rounding things out, we have the return of Tenchu. Like, Ninjas are more popular than ever before, as are samurai. So we think that people are going to get a blast out of using their grappling hook to hunt down and kill many significant people.
Objection. I believe samurai and ninja were more popular during the Meiji Restoration.
That's a good point, but they're making a resurgence now, so...
Okay, objection withdrawn.
Anyway, welcome to Activision. We have guns, we have games, we have Grammys because of the rappers here. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, great presentation. I, of course, your MC, am from Capcom. You may wonder how come the head of one of the rival corporations is holding this event. Shut up. We're here presenting the Capcom. So people may or may not know, Capcom is actually short for Capsule Computers. And so we are here with our first ever Capcom console, the Capcom Capsule. The Capsule Console. And, you know, Capcom has a storied history, but what is the thing you know about Capcom? It's that we cover all sorts of genres, all walks of life, all styles, and we put out the games that people want to play. We are not about the AAA cinematic experience. We are not about melodramatic storytelling. We are about having a good time, no matter what your good time looks like. And that is why we have such an astonishing array of games from every walk of life. We've got your fighting games covered with Street Fighter. We've got Monster Hunter for your Souls-like or your online co-op. We've got Dot Hack as a classic JRPG, but if you're into more modern sort of style of JRPG, we've got Persona. We've got Hitman for your stealth action, your open world stuff. We've got Castlevania for side-scrolling and action, SSX for sports, Shenmue for story, Super Hot for shooting, Ridge Racer for racing, Patapon for music and art, Mario Party for everything, because it's Mario Party. We got Sonic. It's motherfucking Sonic. He's a hedgehog. Have you heard? We have Story of Seasons. Do you like farming? Did you like that Stardew Valley? This is where it all started. This is the start of that story, if you will. And we have Oni. And you may be saying, well, what's Oni? Hey, have you ever heard of Bungie? Anyway. But Bungie made Oni. Anyway, oh, it's
wait,
good.
Wait. Sorry. I thought... I don't know what happened with my brain, but I thought that was Ori.
Oh.
I just confused Oni and Ori.
No, this is the like the PS2 like purple-haired anime like action game.
You can keep
that
it.
Like has like intense Ghost in the Shell envy.
Okay, that's fair.
We think with this roster there is going to be something for everyone. We think that they're going to like synergize in amazing ways. We've got some great experiences planned, some amazing new crossovers you would not believe for Street Fighter, some incredible new monsters from Monster Hunter you may recognize from other series. Would you like to fight a Lamborghini in Monster Hunter? You can do it. Capcom, we're about fun around here, even if that fun doesn't make any goddamn sense. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And, God, aren't you glad in this alternate reality that everyone has a living wage and everything's going great?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You can all afford new consoles in this alternate reality.
In my alternate reality, Final Fantasy games come out.
I mean, all you really need is 14. I mean, if you'd paid 40 for 14, that still probably would have been worth it.
Yeah, but like...
14's exploding right now.
I mean, listen, 7 Remake got people in Final Fantasy mood.
Yeah, it did. It did. You got 15. You got that hot 9 on Game Pass action. Very excited for Sega Game Pass.
Yeah, Sega Game Pass would be lit with this roster. Come on. Come on, Luminous and Hollow Knight. Come on.
It's true. All right. Well, we have our pitches for the futures of video games. And the ones who are going to take on the old guard of Sega, Microsoft, not Sega, excuse me, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. But if you want to play this game for yourself, I will put the rules and everything in the show notes. Feel free to add your own. You know, this was very subjective. I don't think everyone is going to decide that, you know, Guitaru Man belongs on this list. Or that Katamari Damacy is a $15 million property. but, you know, you mess with these numbers, you do it for your own group, and you have some fun. Because just because E3 is canceled doesn't mean things are worse. It means things are better. Fuck E3. Go home. Ryan, if people appreciated you here, where do you think they would need to go if they wanted to find more of you and your signature wit?
I just want to... It's a $15 million game. They put it out on the same day as Smash Brothers.
Yeah, they sure did.
You can find me at BluestRose430 on Twitter. And yeah, I make posts, I hang out. So yeah, it's a chill time.
Sick.
I mostly post about whatever games I'm playing and politics.
And Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter. And Akira Kurosawa movies in HDR.
Jennifer, what about you?
You can find me at JBU3 on Twitter. Most of my stuff is on scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. I also have a visual novel podcast over at readinggames.online. It's called Novel Not New, a True End podcast. And next up on our list of games to play is The Last Express, so look forward to that.
All right, and I am 6Detmar. I'm on Twitter at 6Detmar, SIXDETTMAR. You've got a plug tweet there that tells you all the stuff that I do, but it's basically scanlinemedia.com and patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope you had fun. And until later, peace out.
See ya.